This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Checking in this morning on the Big Show Star Phone, our friend Deborah Norville. Hello, Deborah.
Hello, Scott. How are you? Happy 4th day. Oh, my God, I forgot. I've got to have to wear a Jedi outfit today.
Yeah, May the 4th.
Oh, that'll be great. You look good in a Jedi outfit.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You got How's a brand everybody? New...
Good.
We're doing great. I got to tell you what.
Sitting
you
in our basements.
Yep. We're in our basement. We do basement funny stuff.
Yeah, right.
Now, tonight... On CBS 2 at 7 p.m., got a brand new season. Was it Inside Edition tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
season 33, is this the opening of that season, right?
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure how we count it. The show actually started in January, but TV season started in September.
Okay.
Who knows? But yeah, it's a new day for us at Inside Edition. It's kind of like Groundhog Day. Every day is new and different. But the one thing that's always the same is we have stories that you're going to talk about. And today we've got, how much have you been on Zoom?
Oh, my gosh.
14 months.
I am right? So all about what you're talking about today.
Yeah. And the worst part about it, first of all, is you can't just have a normal phone call. As I was sitting on hold, I was thinking, thank God we're not doing this.
With
on
cameras.
A situation, yes, because my career would be over. It's 7:45, and that Deborah Norville hasn't happened yet.
But you mean the TV Deborah Norville hadn't showed up yet?
Yeah, it's like TV Barbie. TV Deb hasn't happened yet. Give me 45 minutes and a lot of product, and I can make that happen, but she hasn't happened yet. And unfortunately, when you're sitting on a Zoom call, before the call begins, I think is the worst, because you have nothing to do but stare at yourself.
And worry what other people are going to see.
Exactly. And we're doing a story about that today, and they actually have a name for it. It's called Zoom dysmorphia. And we've heard about body dysmorphia where, you know, I look in the mirror and I see, you know, way more weight than actually
anybody sees, right.
And somebody else would look at me and go, what are you worried about? So we all look at ourselves in the most harsh possible way. But Zoom has really accelerated that, and people are now reaching out to their plastic surgeons and their dermatologists, and they're having work done because they don't like what they see on the Zoom. And I'm like, no, stop, people. Really young people, too. So today we're going to be looking at the phenomenon. And, you know, what people are doing about it, which is...
Yeah, it's amazing because my daughter's 23, and she has friends who are, like, looking to do this stuff. I mean, I sit there, I look in the mirror, and I'm always pulling up on the sides of my face. And so now I've been obsessed with finding out about these new thread lifts, you know, that people are doing. How do I pull it up?
What is wrong with you, Patty?
No, it's
stop
true.
The insanity.
Can I tell you what? So here's my tip. I don't know if they're going to have this in the story, but I'm sharing it with you. Put more books underneath your computer. So if you raise your computer higher than your eye, I'm not kidding you.
Yeah,
you raise
it's
your
down,
computer
it's
higher than your eye level. Your head is tilting ever so slightly up. It makes those things on your that you're trying to thread up.
Right.
It makes it a little more taut, and it puts light under your eyes, so you don't have that ghoulish, hollowed-eyed look. But no, that's for free. So people would much rather go spend $1,000 and have
Wait
something
a minute.
Done.
I have my Zoom camera up near the ceiling, looking down. So I look
down
fine.
At the top of your head.
You look
I don't
great.
Worry. As long as my hair is combed on top, I'm fine. That's See, it. That's it. Yeah. You know, I happen to have a friend of mine who's a golf buddy, and he is a plastic surgeon. That's his specialty.
Well, that's convenient.
Yeah,
and
no kidding.
He has just about disappeared from our weekday games
because he's so busy.
he can't get out of the office.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. He says it's so weird. He said all of a sudden it's just the ceiling fell in. He said, I have no time to do anything. I've just got so many people who want to look different right away.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons is not just the Zoom camera. That's what predicates it. But the fact is that you can hang out at home and recover. You don't have to answer questions. And when you go back to work, you're going to look, refreshed.
Absolutely. So it's that little secret that no one's going to know because everybody's been cooped up. But now, yesterday the New York City employees, 80,000 city workers were all told to report to their jobs. So if they didn't have it done in the last year, they're going to have to do some explaining with all those bruises.
Right, exactly. Deborah, I got to tell you, you should be the new Martha Stewart. I look at your social media all the time. Everything's perfect. Your house, which is drop-dead gorgeous, and I see you painting yourself like a door in one of the recent photos, and your food is like healthy and delicious. You should really think about doing that as a sideline, because I know you're one of those people who can't sit still. You're always creating.
I would love that, from your mouth to whoever's ears. But you know what? That's my therapy. There are a lot of... I remember years ago I was working on something, and I was redoing a bathroom, and I'd run out of money to actually do anything, so I was fabricing the whole walls. I was padding and fabricing. It was ridiculous, but it looked amazing when it was done. Uh-huh. But the only way you could do it was sew all the fabric of one thing, and my husband comes into the dining room at 3 o'clock in the morning when I'm sewing, and he looks at me and says, what is wrong with you? I said, Carl, this is New York. Everybody we know has a therapist. I have a Ken Moore. It's my therapy.
You're so
going crazy.
Yeah.
But I should tell you the other cool stuff we have on Inside Edition. Did you see that lady in the New York Post who got kicked off the beach because her bikini was too tiny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're talking to her.
Oh, wow.
I read that whole story. Yeah, this lady was very rude to her. Very, very nasty. She wanted her to leave.
She wanted her to leave. She's the tourist. She's bringing money to your local economy in Hawaii, and you're asking her to leave?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Wow. Well, that'll be interesting.
Also interviewing the lady who had the baby on the airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Hawaii's in the news a lot. And she didn't even know she was pregnant. That's the headline from that one.
She was so lucky to have a whole team on that plane of neonatal nurses.
There was a doctor and three neonatal nurses. Not one, but three. And
they amazing?
Boom, boom, took care of it. And the little boy's going to be fine, it looks like. Even though he's born massively premature, it looks like he's going to be just fine. Which is amazing.
Wow.
Deborah Norville, Inside Edition, tonight, 7 p.m. on CBS2. We love you. Thank you so much for checking in, Deborah.
Love you back.
Bye, hon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.